Simon Jenkins is with a chap who has been attacked by dive bombing seagulls near his home 12 times. And he claims they've drawn blood and ripped clothing and all that sort of stuff. And he thinks it might be something to do with people feeding the birds. Simon, tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. And if you are a seagull this morning, you're being blown around, I have to say, because it is incredibly gusty. Nigel, we're just referring to him as by his first Christian name, has said that, you know, really and truly, it's making his life a bit of a misery, to be honest. It's pretty much constant all year round. I met him a little bit earlier in the safety of his front room. He didn't come out here for some reasons. And this is what he told me, Neil.
I've been attacked 12 times in at least 8 years. Right. I've had my car damaged, my windscreen wipe on my car was torn off by a seagull, as well as the usual dive bombing, and then, of course, the noise, which is probably the biggest problem I've got, is the noise.
So tell me about that. What sort of noise? What do you have to put up with?
In the summer, at the crack of dawn, around 3 o'clock in the morning, it's screeching seagulls. Feeding frenzies, 3 or 4 places in the immediate area. And then through the summer, it's virtually all day, non-stop, front, back, side, right up until late evening. And in the summer, it's from... But in the winter, it's from about this time of day, 7 o'clock, through to about 6, 5, 6 in the evening.
How does that affect your quality of life?
It ruins sleep. Sleep patterns are ruined. Concentration levels from trying to be self-employed is harmed as well, because I can't sleep properly. I get ear infections quite regular because I wear earplugs every night.
Right.
And you just don't want to go outside, because if you go outside in the summer, the chances are you're either going to get messed on or you're going to be attacked.
When you say attacked, I mean, yeah, that's obviously a very impactive statement. But yeah, what does that actually mean? So you go outside your front door. Tell me what's happened in the worst case.
In the worst case scenario, I've actually been attacked by 2 seagulls at the same time, which were down by the dustbin.
Right.
One of them cut my ankle. And to go outside and then be attacked and cut is not very pleasant. It really doesn't make you want to go outside. Normally, it would, if I'm attacked in the street, normally they dive down and whack you on the head.
Right.
Which hurts. I mean, they weighed nearly 2 kilograms, so the 2 kilogram weight on your head is...
Absolutely.
It's not very nice.
There we are. That's Nigel in Eastbourne. We'll be back with Simon and Nigel a little bit more to discuss this problem. Is it the feeding of the birds? A lot of you are suggesting it might be to do with they're just protecting babies. But answer me this question on our text line. We open this up, 81333, start your text with the word radio. Is it daft to feed seagulls? Because basically you're just attracting them, and you're actually changing nature's pattern really by doing it. So is it daft to feed seagulls?